is I tend to be productive at times. I mean, I can get a lot of work done, but then my eating habits just go to trash. Like, I can literally put like Pepsi bottles and snacks and whatever and work like a lot, but then I just end up like being not happy with my body. You know what I mean? Like, I literally don't know. Like, I've been doing this for a couple of months, and I feel like I use either my brain power and brain points on one thing or the other.
That's a very interesting issue. So you're saying your productivity goes down when you eat clean food?
Yes, I believe that when I wake up and use, as you say, all the brain points to like focus on making a good breakfast and like high protein, a low carb lunch, and all the stuff like go for a run and track calories, you know, like on the Apple Watch and stuff. And then I just noticed that I work for like 1.5 hours, you know, and I'm mad at myself for this. I think I know what I should be doing. I just cannot get it to be done. So I really want to know what you would do in this situation.
Okay. So you wake up, you're gonna eat clean today. Then you start to figure out, okay, high protein, gotta cook, okay, chicken, eggs, whatever, whatever. On the day that you're eating unhealthy, how do you eat then?
Well, in the morning, it's literally the same because I eat 5 eggs. Fried in the same pan, every single thing. I don't waste any willpower for that. Then lunch is pretty fine, but towards the end of the day, it's literally that I don't want to waste any energy on that. I just go ahead and buy whatever I feel like and keep on doing the work. So it's literally like overly the limit.
Okay, this is super easy to fix. So it seems like
Ooh.
you're eating kind of clean in the morning, eating kind of clean at lunchtime, right?
Yeah, pretty
Like
much.
not ultra clean, but it's not that different
Yeah.
from the good days or the bad days, right? And it's just
Yeah.
mostly dinner time, and then that's when you don't want to use your brain points, you don't want to cook and stuff, and so you just buy something, right? What if you just buy something healthy?
Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like it makes me like when I get like the sugar, it makes or gives me more energy, which is probably cope. But yeah, that's what I just comes to my mind.
I would believe that this problem is more cope than it is truth. So I think you might have been able to cope yourself into believing that the unhealthy food makes you more productive, and you just end
Yeah.
up like you probably work a little bit harder on those days to fight the guilt. When actually the problem isn't that you have got this weird body that makes you more productive when you eat unhealthy food. The problem is just probably that you just like the unhealthy food.
Yeah, like I don't know, because I feel like, you know, is it something like you want to never eat sugar again in your life, and then I'm coping again, probably. Then, yeah, I at some point in my life I will eat sugar again, so I can just microdose or whatever. And I know, and I've tried also one another tactic where I said literally like a sugar budget for the week, which sounds weird to be honest, but I like scheduled like 150 grams of sugar for a week, and it kind of worked, but I just didn't stick to it. I feel like it's redundant, and like I didn't even know. Like, I want to hear your opinion on this.
So this is how I structure my diets, and this is the best diet I've been on in my entire life. I
Okay.
eat the same things every single day. So I fast in the morning with just coffee. Then at about 1 p.m., I order from the same restaurant every single day. I get a big chicken salad with halloumi. So that's like probably 2,000 calories. It's massive. And that's like pretty much most of my calories for the day. And I order it from the same restaurant. It's from Nando's. If you're in the UK, I literally order Nando's every day. But I get like a little. It is healthy in my opinion. It's just loads of chicken, loads of salad and everything, hummus and stuff like that. It's the exact same meal. Doesn't require any brain points. It's delicious. I literally like look forward to it. It's one of those meals I can eat every single day, right? So it's a healthy meal that I already completely have. If I couldn't afford to order food every day, I would just eat the same food that was very quickly cooked at home, or I would order a meal prep service. So I also get meal prep delivered. I've kind of stopped that now, but if I was you, I would literally go and order online. You can go search your city and search meal prep. And there's ones which will be actually really tasty. They deliver to you every week, and now you don't need to think. You just literally go to the fridge, mindless, pull one out, put it in the oven, 20 minutes, eat it, boom, simple. No cooking, no nothing. You literally just put it in the oven. You can put it in the microwave for 4 minutes, but I put it in the oven personally. It tastes better. That's what I do for the first meal of the day. Then the second meal of the day, like 5 hours later, I've pretty much had all my calories. I'm still full. That's when I have 5 eggs and avocado and stuff, and that's like my last meal of the day. It works really well for me. I feel healthy. My productivity is sky high. I use no brain points for it whatsoever. Every now and then, I have a little bit of a difference. You know, I'll use one of the meal prep meals that I have instead or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But mostly I do that, which means that my day-to-day diet's pretty healthy. It's low carbs. It's no sugar. It's no snacks. It's literally just the two things that I eat. My focus is on my work, not on food, but the food I eat is still delicious. And then I have this kind of this rule that when I'm doing something off my schedule, when, for example, next weekend, I'm going to Scotland and I'm going to go stay there for a few days, like a mini holiday. You know, I'm going to go hiking and stuff, and I'm going to stay there for a few days. So for those few days, I'm not on a diet. I'm not going to just try and find eggs to eat or anything. It's like, there's a nice restaurant over there. I'm going to go in there, and whatever looks like the most delicious thing in there, burger, pizza, I'm going to get it. Then there's a cafe. Mm-hmm. We go to the cafe. I'm going to get like a nice coffee, which has got like mocha, you know, it's got chocolate on it or something. Oh, they got like a croissant. Okay, I'm going to eat that. Because when I go travel somewhere, when I'm off my routine, and if I'm going to go visit this place or something, then it's like, I don't want to be sat in this new place where there's experiences to be had and not be able to experience as much as I can. Because when I think about the places I've traveled to, for me personally, I actually really love like food and snacks and like especially like bakery treats and everything. Mm-hmm. And so like I literally think of the world map as like where I got the best treats. So it's like, okay, I got the croissant from this place here and this. I like that. It means a lot to me. But I don't want to eat like that every day. So I have a rule that on my normal days, I don't eat any bullshit. I find it disrespectful for me to like go and buy some crisps or some chocolates just to eat here or Coca-Cola or anything. Just because it's like my future self just thinks that I'm an asshole for doing that. So why would I treat him worse? But then if I go and wait till there's a time when, you know, we're doing something big and it's like, you know, the croissant from this cafe in Paris or something. My future, like I'm the future self right now for my past. I'm looking back and I don't regret any of those moments. I'm looking back and I'm actually really happy that I like broke my diet on those days where I traveled. So there's like a cafe in Thailand that has the best croissant I've ever had in my life. I'm grateful for that experience. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it makes me happy that I've done that. And I still have a six pack because of how infrequent that I've done that. So my rule is day to day, your normal schedule, especially when you're working, no bullshit, no snacks, no nothing. Literally just water, coffee, tea if you want. 2-3 meals, which are the exact same every single day. Focus on work. Don't change anything. When you want to go to a cafe, every now and then. When you want to go to a restaurant, every now and then. No problem, no diets. Oh, they got some like ice cream thing. Oh yeah, let's try it. What they're suggesting isn't as unhealthy as it seems. Like, let's say, okay, someone just gets a cheeseburger from McDonald's every day. That's bad, right? But from, like, there's a few fast food joints which are still, you know, they've probably got, like, some chemicals or seed oils or something. But if it's, like, some burrito bowl, which really, when you think about it, is chicken, rice, vegetables, and then the tortilla, that's still fairly good. I like low carb, so I probably just won't have the tortilla. I'd just have it in, like, a salad bowl or something. But it's not as unhealthy as it seems. I think the best thing that you can do is find the meal that you could have every single day. So it sounds like that's the eggs meal for you. You just need one more if you can afford it. And there's a place nearby that you could order it for like an affordable price. I'd order something like Alex Mosey does every day. Like, yeah, chicken bowl from the same restaurant every day at the same time. Done. Because what I would say for you is focus more on the food it is rather than maybe some random ingredients that might be there. So for example, don't eat the cheeseburger, but a chicken salad from like Chipotle is fine. Now they might put seed oils in there or something like that, but like maybe that's something you wait to try and improve on till you're like more into this. Right now, if you're telling that sometimes you just eat the snack, sometimes you got Coca-Cola and everything, you're at a lower level that you shouldn't be thinking about, like, oh yeah, you know, some fast food joints put like something else in their thing. So don't get the burger from McDonald's or the burger from Wendy's or something. But if you got like a chicken salad from these places and you got two chicken salads, so you could eat it till you were absolutely full and you put some nice hot sauce on there, then it's like, you're full, it's delicious. It's not terrible for you. It's actually pretty good for you. It's just vegetables and high protein and stuff. And best of all, it's going to make you very productive. If you can just have the exact same thing. Like, so I go on the app, like Deliveroo, and there's like 20 different restaurants in there, or 50 different restaurants. I don't even look at them. I just, you just open the app, search that nose again, add the same order as last time, order it, boom. No problem. I don't look at it. So there's no thoughts involved. It's delicious. It's like, it's delivered to me already cooked. And actually, I could eat it every single day for the rest of my life. I just really like it. It fits with my diet. It's low calories. It's low carbs.